En el momento, si todo o Goswami, it is ready. Whenever you want, you can offer your deities and you may take it. My mother will angry, so I am going.
If I do so late, my mother may abuse me.
So he went away. When she went, then Rupa Goswami told that she has given something, so we should offer and take. Then he offered the by mind and gave it to Sanatana Goswami. When Sanatana Goswami took it on his
jiva,
he at once astonished and began to weep bitterly. Oh, she was not else any else, but she was surely Radhika. And for you she has come. Don't again give him her any trouble. For you she has taken trouble to do cook this pious and bitter fire. They took it, so smelling good smell, so sweet that they never forgot it. Here that thing was done. We will go to, we will have to do parikrama. This is the sthan of Terkadam.
Sanket, you know?
Yes, sir.
Sanket. It was to be morning. Krishna left the kunj of Srimati Radhika and he was going to Nandagaon. And Srimati Radhika was going to Javatgram. All the sakhis were with Srimati Radhika, they were returning. And they came at once to Javatgram and slept. Krishna did not went straight to Nandagaon. He was going to any other path, to Rukmanjari Sahar. And if there is any fact, why is not going direct to Nandagaon? So there should be anything hidden. She went hiding. Krishna was going and she was behind. And Krishna had not seen Rukmanjari. Went to the kunja where Chandrali was sitting and waiting for Krishna. There she was Khandita, one of Naika is of Khandita. When Krishna went there, he has some marks that he is coming from Radhika. He has begged pardon of Radhika, his head on the feet of Radhika. So altar, there is a red collar was there. So Krishna, seeing Chandravali, he began to consolate her. Consolate, it is right word? That don't be worry.
Console her.
I have so many businesses that why I could not come. There were so many obstacles. My mother was vacant, so I could not come. Or anything he. At once, Chandravali, and in consolation, he told that, oh Radhike, you are better, you are good, okay? He unremembered He
forgot.
Forgot.
So he was speaking.
Because he was in.
Yes.
So he called Chandravali. Oh, Radhika, you are quite well. You should forgive me that I have come late. Chandravali told that, oh Kansa, I am quite right. Krishna told that, why you have told me, Kansa? Then all sakhis were laughing. Krishna thought that anything wrong had gone from me. So he asked, why you have called me Kansa? She told that, why you have called me Radha? I'm Radha, I'm not Radha, I'm Chandravali. In the groves where this was done, this pastime was done, surely it is in Sanket. But where?
We don't know.
So every pastime had their place.
Yes.
But actually, where? We can say.
In the time of Krishna, on full moon, Krishna called all the gopis' name. And all the gopis, Radhika, everyone knew that he is calling me. So every gopis left their personal works and they at once ran towards Krishna flute. In Srimad Bhagavata it is stated that one gopi was cooking. She at once left the cooking and ran after Krishna. One gopi was serving her husband. She at once left him. Some gopis were cooking chapatis. She left chapati on the fire and ran away. Some gopi was decorating herself. She was giving sindur here, ornaments in her, black thing in eyes, kajal, and karadhani in here. And she was trying to take all these ornaments. But when she heard the sound of flute, she became at once mad, like mad. She has put kajal in one eye, not in both eyes. She ran away at once in this so state. One gopi became so bhavuk that she wore karadhani in his neck and her necklace in here. Ulta pulta. Ulta mane?
Upside down.
Upside down. They all ran towards Krishna. But they are thinking that I am alone going. No other is going on. I alone. When they came to Bansivat, Krishna was laughing. And thousand of gopis, lakhs and lakhs of gopis came there. Inside that tree, Krishna told, now it is night, full moon, the rays of moon very madhu. And they are bathing trees and creepers in his very snigdha moonlight. It seems that Chandra is Nayak, lover, and Night is Naika. Naika means
beloved.
And Moon by his rays, rays is hand. Rays are hands. By his rays, by hands, Moon has taken a red color, Abir, Kumkum. You know Kumkum? And if a lover gives that color to the face, mouth of beloved, as if Chandra is giving, his beloved is Purvadisha. Purvadisha means Purvadisha means Puru means eastern side. His beloved is Purvadisha, Chandra. And by his raised hands, Chandra gives kumkum to the mouth of his priya, that is Purvadisha. That is by rising of Chandra, Purvadisha means western side, becomes somewhat red or somewhat like gold. Vyas atva Sukhdev Goswami has decorated this scene in Naika Naika Bhav, in a beloved and beloved. Krishna has come in Chandra Vansha.
Yes.
So his
descendant.
Descendant. From Chandra.
Yes.
He thinks that he is my respected person in my Khanda,
cool
means in my generation.
Yes.
So Chandra is saying me that as I love Purvadisha,
yes.
I'm giving a red color on the mouth of my beloved. In so manner, you should give kumkum to the gopis and you should do rash, because I also do rash. These all stars are my beloved. And in the middle I live. In the middle I am Chandra, and all Taras are beloved, and I am doing rash. We whole are dancing. In the middle I am, and
around,
all round are
stars.
All stars have special names, and they all are my beloved. So you should don't fear. Example and so you should do rash. No harm at all. These stars are wives of so many devatas. Devatas, you know?
Demigods.
Eh?
Demigods.
Demigods. So don't fear. So Krishna called them. But now he is telling under that tree, oh, you have come well. I do swagat to you. Swagat means?
Welcome.
I welcome you. All I welcome you. Oh, you have come to see me because I am God. I am God of God. and I am very beautiful, so you have come to see me. You have seen me? Now you should return to your homes. Gopis are watching. What is the inner
feeling,
intention of Krishna? Why he is so close, telling so? They could not say anything. They are watching and hearing. Krishna told again, oh, why you are here? You should go to home and serve your husbands. If a husband is lying, is the husband is
blind?
Blind.
Blind.
Are you? Blind. Check a little. A little. And serve your husbands. If they are blind, if they are lame, if they are rogi, jod, they are but leprosy, anything, but you should certainly obey and serve your husband. If you are not doing, you are coming, leaving them, so you will not go to heaven. And you are doing sin, so you should at once return. At last, Gopi broke their silence and told that, oh, you are my guru. Because you are giving so many precious and valuable upadesh,
instructions.
And today we have received a diksha from you. So you are certainly our guru. But in Shastra, it has told that first you should obey and serve your Gurudev. Do archan first and then to anyone. Then to Krishna, Bhagavan and all others. Bhalo. So, we have right, Shastra has given writers to first obey and serve you because you are Guru. So, we are unconditionally. We are giving ourselves to your feet. Sarva dharman parityajyamam ekam saranam. Bhagavan has told you, you are Bhagavan. You have told that living all dharms, you should be saranagat, completely surrender to me. I am the husband of husband. I am Jagat Guru. So we are giving ourselves unconditionally surrendered to your feet. You should accept us. If you are not accepting, then you will have seen, you will have to go in hell and all others. Krishna began to laugh. Here there is a sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. Rajanne esa ghor rupa घोर सत्व निसेविता प्रतियात वरजम नेह थेयम स्त्री भी सुमध्यमा. कृष्ण इज टेलिंग दैट नाउ इट इज वेरी डीप नाइट, देर इज वेरी डीप अंधकार डार्क एंड घोर रूपा, घोर पमन से very fearful and singha, lions, tigers and bhalu, deers are roaming here and there. So you should go pratijat brajam, so at once go to your homes. Gopis are telling, we never go, we cannot go. You have taken our heart, so at first give, you have stolen our hearts by flute. So give our heart, and then we will return. Without taking our heart, only by physical body, minus heart, we cannot go. If we go, what we will do after going? So we will not go. One thing, you are very rustic. Your intention is that in this night we should stay here with you. You want. But we are very pativrata. Husband, only one husband, that is called pativrata. We never have seen any person leaving our husbands. But today you are telling us, Rajanne Esa, it is night, it is dark. You should not go return to your house. You should be here. We will never stay here. We are going to our husbands. Don't see towards us. Seeing this, they began to return. Then Krishna called them again. So these are under the tree of Bansivat. Here all gopis gathered and rush began, and from here Krishna vanished away with Radhika, and from here gopis became mad and were searching hither and thither, asking for where is Krishna to every trees and creepers and tulasi. So when Krishna again appeared before gopis, they again came to this Bansivat, and again Krishna sat down on the dupatta of gopis. This is dupatta. One gopi took the legs of Krishna, feet of Krishna, in her lap, and was telling that, oh, you should not do like this. We have left everything for you, and you have left us. Don't again leave us. Another gopi catch hold of Krishna, right hand in her lap, her hands in hands, and began to weep. Oh, you are very much cruel. You should not do like this. One gopi took the left hand of Krishna, and she was only weeping, not doing nothing. One gopi, very far away from Krishna, standing, she was only watching and seeing towards Krishna with like this. Bankim Bhru.
Eyebrow.
Like what?
Bow.
She was very angry and only sing towards this, and by his sight he was telling something Krishna, and by the sight of this gopi, Krishna assumed so much and understood everything that Gopi wanted to say Krishna. Then here Krishna told them, Gopis, one Gopi, again, that Gopi, very Gopi, Adatta Radhika, that was Radhika, the Gopi who has taken the feet of Krishna, that was Shiva Chandravali, hands Shyamala and Bhadra. So, at last Gopis tells Krishna that, O Krishna, there are three kinds of persons. One is that if when anyone does prem, then he does prem. Priti to priti. And another kind of person is that whether anyone does prem or not prem, but yet he does prem. And third is whether you do prem or not prem, he will never do prem. So Gopi Atat Srimati Radhika is asking Krishna, three kinds of person, who are you? In three kinds of persons, in what type of you are? You are first or second or third. First you cannot be, because we are doing prem and you are not doing. Second, without doing prem or not doing, he does prem. You cannot do. And third is like you. If anyone does prem or not, he does not prem. Perhaps you are in this category. Krishna began to laugh. He told that, O Priyatama, I am not of any one of these categories. One who does prem, after taking prem from anyone, if a man does prem and then he does prem, they are baniya. Baniya means
merchants.
Only merchant. If anything you will give, they will give something to you. So I am not merchant. In this prem, there is no dharma, no better quality of anything. They are swarthi. Swarthi means
selfish.
They are only selfish. So no dharma at all. Following? No dharma. Nothing good in this thing. Second type are father and mother and Gurudev. If a sister or son or daughter loves or not loves his father, mother and guru, does not serve, yet they have kind sight on them. They love a wretched sister, son or daughter. They are dharmic and they are pure. And something now, everything is better in them. I am not within these two categories. And you are accepting this. Now third category, there are four kinds of persons in this category, in last category. One, those who are Atmaram. Atmaram is a word in Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who are remaining in his Atma. Mane, what is?
In English, self-satisfied. They are satisfied in the self.
Achha. That is Atmaram. Aptakam, those, everything is fulfilled. Nothing to have, anything. No ambition, no anything. Everything has been fulfilled. That is called Atmaram, Aptakam. Like Sukadeva Goswami, Sanat Sanandana, Sanat Kumar. they are all Atma. Or Atmaram, these are also Atmaram. Third is Guru Drohi. Guru Drohi means those who are not serving his father and mother and Gurudev. Then they are Guru Drohi, against Guru, evil doer of Guru and father and mother. They are very wretched persons. They are more than animals. They are Guru Drohi. And akritagya, ungrateful. If I am doing something good to you, but you deny, that is ungrateful. I am not anyone within these things, in these categories. I am not aptakam. I am